Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Disciples or apostles? Or maybe it's disciples and apostles. So much of the time we hear these two terms as if they are synonymous and interchangeable. But which is it really? Is it disciple? Is it apostle? And what does that mean anyway? A disciple is someone who follows a teacher, someone who sits at the feet of their master and learns from them. A disciple emulates the actions and the activities of their teacher while remaining close by to serve them and to continue to learn. Now, an apostle is someone who has been sent out with a purpose. An apostle can carry a message. An apostle can carry a package. But they are sent into the world with a purpose for them to accomplish. So, I will refer to Peter and Andrew, James, John, Thomas, and all the others as disciples, as they follow Jesus, as they learn from him, listen to him, and are challenged by Jesus. We have lots of stories about Jesus and his disciples. Apostles, as those sent with a purpose, are a little different. We usually refer to Paul as the Apostle Paul, since he was sent out to bring the good news of God's love to the Gentiles. We look at Peter and James and John and those after the ascension and after the Pentecost. We see them as apostles, since they have been sent out to be witnesses to God's love. Today, in our gospel story, we hear that the disciples, and then many others along with them, are now sent out as apostles. So of course, the good Lutheran answer today is it disciples? Is it apostles? And the answer is yes. Last week, we heard about people who heard Jesus' call to ministry, who were looking even to join in that ministry, but in the end, chose not to because they thought that they were bound by laws or obligations. They were stuck in a way of living that left them no room to follow Jesus. But this week, we move from those three or four who could not follow to 70 who hear Jesus' call to ministry and who go out into the world bearing the message of God's kingdom and the grace and the goodness that flows from that kingdom. This is an amazing and exciting shift from last week's stories, because this week our story is apostolic. Because here today, we see Jesus sending 70 people to go out ahead of him. Now, they are sent into places Jesus himself is intending to go, as he is intending to head towards Jerusalem. Jesus is sending no one to a place that he is unwilling or unable or not intending to go. When Jesus sends these apostles, he will be with them. He will face what they will face. Jesus faces what we face every day. Today we also hear that Jesus sends them two by two. They are never alone. They will always have the support from each other, as well as support from Jesus and the Father and the Holy Spirit. Jesus is teaching us that ministry is never expected to be something that you do alone and all by yourself. Jesus knows the world around us, and so he tries to send us into that world prepared to succeed and strengthened lest we fail. See, that's another thing about what Jesus is teaching us today as he sends out these apostles. He sends them out with realistic expectations. The harvest is plentiful, is the first thing that Jesus tells these new apostles. He's letting them know that they can expect success. God's love will be received because the world is full of people who need to feel that love, who need to receive that love and care, that forgiveness, life, and salvation. There are lots of people in the world around us who are ready to hear this message of life many more than Jesus has apostles to send out. So Jesus lets them know that God's love will lead to success. But there are also wolves in the world. There are those for whom the love of God is nothing they want to know about. There are some who want to add conditions and stipulations and extra stuff to that message of love so that they can feel important or powerful. There are also those who will want to keep us quiet, who want to make sure that we are never seen or heard. The devil, the world, and our sinful selves send these wolves in our way. And Jesus wants us to know that they are there so that we can recognize them, anticipate their efforts, and love them anyway. Now, when Jesus sent out his apostles, he sent them with a purpose. He sent them with a message of love and care. But Jesus sent them out without a required list of things to bring. He said, carry no purse, no bag, no sandals. There is no required uniform or list of items necessary to make this job possible. Jesus knows us. He knew that these apostles were going to bring stuff, a stick to help them walk, a bag filled with water. They were going to bring something. But if Jesus had said to them, don't forget your Tic Tacs, he knew that we would have seen Tic Tacs as somehow or another essential to spreading the word of God. If Jesus had reminded them to bring water, he knows that we would have immediately began marketing Blessed by Jesus water skins with a guarantee of successful ministry only if you have one. For Jesus, what we wear or what we have along with us is unimportant. What matters is the message, the love that we share, and the truth that we tell. Jesus wants us to go and greet, to stay and teach, to heal and to help, to show the love of God to all the people we can. And that means everyone, even the wolves. See, that's one of the powerful truths we learn today. The message is the same for all. It is the same for those who are ready to hear and ready to accept God's love and assistance. It is the same for the wolves, the ones who stop their ears not wanting to hear, the ones who refuse to greet us or listen. The message is the same. God's kingdom is near. God's love is real, and it is for all people, even the wolves. Jesus didn't give one message to those who were most receptive and another message for the ornery ones. The message of God's love is the same. God's love is unconditional, is always sacrificial. God's love is always ready for those moments where we are trapped or imprisoned by our sinfulness. The kingdom of God is near to us for our help and for us to help others. This is the message that Jesus sends his apostles out to proclaim and to live as they command demons and heal the sick. We too are sent out with this message. The message of God's love, the message of forgiveness, the message that we are freed from sin, in order to bring love and care to those around us. This message never just stops at us, but it will always flow through us to others around us. This message always walks beside us. Now, we might not be able to cure diseases, but if we go into the world proclaiming God's love, Satan still falls like lightning. There is no hesitation as we bring that love from God into the world. And that love from God changes everything. Now, if we are honest with ourselves, it doesn't always last, but it happens, and we get to be part of that happening. Today, we read that 35 pairs of messengers go out, some with trepidation and some with excited anticipation. And they all return with joy. They were sent into a world trapped in sin and return having brought light and freedom where they could. That is our calling today as well. When we are here at worship, we are disciples sitting at the feet of Jesus. And when we go from here, we go as apostles, as those sent with a purpose. And our purpose, the one that we say all the time, is to make God's vision our mission. So let us go from this place with excited anticipation and live our purpose, spreading God's love and joy wherever we go. Life is apostolic. Amen.